This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump says he's determined it's best for the U.S. to remain a steadfast partner with Saudi Arabia, despite accusations the Crown Prince may have ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
And I'm not going to tell a country that's spending hundreds of billions of dollars and has helped me do one thing very importantly, keep oil prices down so that they're not going to $100 and $150 a barrel. Right now, we have oil prices in great shape. I'm not going to destroy the world economy, and I'm not going to destroy the economy for our country by being foolish with Saudi Arabia.
The president acknowledged Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman may have had knowledge of the Khashoggi murder at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, but views Riyadh as a counterweight to Iran's influence in the region. Abandoning the Saudi kingdom, he said, would be a terrible mistake. Turkey's foreign minister Mevlut Cavusoglu was in Washington Tuesday and met with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He said many questions remain unanswered about the Khashoggi case, who is behind it, who gave the orders. He said Ankara does not believe the team that confronted Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul acted on its own. The Saudi Crown Prince has repeatedly denied having any knowledge of the killing. The Central Intelligence Agency said it believes it was ordered directly by the Crown Prince. The U.S. Defense Department Tuesday said nearly 40 al-Shabaab militants were killed in Somalia in two airstrikes carried out Monday and done in coordination with Somali forces. Last month, the U.S. military said it killed dozens of militants in a single airstrike, while some 100 were killed a year ago in attacks on al-Shabaab training camps. President Trump ordered a stepped-up action against the insurgency shortly after taking office. This is VOA News. UN envoy to Yemen Martin Griffiths heads back to the region Wednesday to give impetus to the peace process as fighting flared up for control of the vital Red Sea port city of Hodeidah. He will try to bring the Shia Houthi rebels and the Saudi coalition-backed Yemeni government together to end the four-year conflict. Meanwhile, at the Al Thawra Hospital in Hodeidah, airstrikes and artillery blasts have increased the number of patients being treated. Dr. Ahmed Bogam said in the past 2 weeks, of 26 patients received, 8 have died. He said the numbers are on the rise. The U.S. Tuesday announced new sanctions to disrupt an Iranian-Russian network that sent millions of barrels of oil to Syria and hundreds of millions of dollars indirectly to fund militant groups Hamas and Hezbollah. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
This is in exchange for the movement of hundreds of millions of dollars to the IRGC Quds Force. That money is then passed on to terrorist organizations like Hezbollah and Hamas. The United States, in its continued efforts, will not allow these dirty dealings to flourish. Iran will not be allowed to exploit the international financial system to hide revenue streams it uses to fund terrorist activity, support sectarian militias abusing civilian populations, or to destabilize the region.
U.S. Treasury said since 2014, vessels carrying Iranian oil switched off their transponders in order to conceal deliveries. Those targeted include a Syrian national and his Russian-based company Global Vision Group, as well as a subsidiary to the Russian Energy Ministry. In the Afghan capital, Kabul, Tuesday, a suicide bomber blew himself up in a banquet hall where Islamic religious scholars gathered, killing at least 50 people. Dozens more were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The Taliban insurgency was quick to deny its involvement. Sri Lanka's largest party is warning the Indian Ocean island nation faces default on its debt amid a political power struggle entering its second month. International ratings agency Moody's downgraded Sri Lanka's credit rating from B1 to B2, which means it will have to pay more in interest on its foreign debt. Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund is delaying discussions on the country's next loan installment. Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party, a member of British Prime Minister Theresa May's minority government, issued a warning Tuesday about the UK's divorce from the European Union, known as Brexit. Changed terms of the complex deal or risk losing its support. Its leader, Sammy Wilson.
She's on the collision course not just with us, she's on the collision course with her own party, substantial members of her own party.
The DUP opposes the Brexit deal's plan for keeping the border with the Irish Republic open after Brexit, weakening the union by creating separate trade rules for Northern Ireland. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.